Okay, everyone, we'll bring the meeting to order at 6 o'clock.
Okay, katima ni pigi ala level tapunga. Katima zala katima ni ngan nasa ti linis 3 September 7, 2021 pigi ati chizo hala ole kaz. Tao hala katima zis. Katima zis Stevens pigi ati chizo ay pizo neyo bell. Ape kuti chizo hala si chay takong nama isala ole linama sorto.
Motion carries. Thank you.
I listened to the instructions. So, good evening, Unukut, Your Worship, Mayor Bell, Chair of the Finance Committee of Council, City Council, and the City Administration. Thank you for providing me the opportunity to speak to the topic, residential tax inequity in the city of
Ekalp,
and support council's immediate actions to right this inequity. I'm just going to highlight a few things from my report. People had a chance to review it, and just add a few other comments as a result of the city administration's report that came along. So as you know, there are two classes of Iqaluit citizens when it comes to residential tax assessment and taxation in the city. Those citizens that live in residential units that are assessed as residential and pay residential mill rates, and those citizens that live in residential units that are assessed as commercial and pay much higher commercial taxes. There's a further equity in that multifamily residents pay a higher mill rate, actually 40% higher than those in low-density residential units. However, today you're here to ensure all multifamily units are taxed in the same manner. I am here to support the city in a decision to stop assessing and taxing all residential units as commercial, and to have the same mill rate for all types of residential units, providing there is general equity in the services provided to them by the city. Equitable treatment of citizens is one of the basic principles in taxation, and we are happy that the city will make changes in 2021 to ensure that the citizens of Iqaluit will be treated the same starting in 2022 when it comes to the assessment and taxation of multifamily residences. And I should highlight that the basic principle here is that the property tax is paid for a residential unit in a mixed-use building should be the same as the property taxes for residential units in all residential multifamily building. Suddenly all the residential units become taxed as commercial. Well, if that store didn't exist, all of them would be taxed as residential. Obviously, all of us agree. And if there's an argument or rationale presented to dispute this basic principle of equity and taxation, everyone has to be in agreement with it. So given this principle, then it's a matter of what should be done to correct the inequity that currently exists, and that is residents in mixed-use buildings pay 54.2% higher property taxes than their fellow citizens in all residential multifamily buildings. That's the difference. That's the inequity. So, as we all know, there's a severe housing crisis in Iqaluit. Ensuring equitable assessment and taxation of all residential units in Iqaluit is one of many actions to be taken by the city on an urgent basis to assist in reducing development and operating costs for all types of housing in the city. And over the past few years, the hyperinflation, this is double-digit or more inflation, in the cost of building residential units and their operation have greatly reduced the feasibility of building more housing in the city. We all know there is a huge cost problem to be addressed. So to enable more housing to be built and reduce the cost escalation of rentals and homeownership, we must do everything possible to reduce costs and also ensure there's a very good environment for investment in housing. So the best option at this time, what is it? So rather than have several classifications for tax purposes and the more complex solutions as presented in the city's report, the council should consider using the assessment information that already exists to tax these buildings by each use classification within the building. In other words, the ideal solution could be put in place right now for 2022. So if a building has a third of it that's commercial, that one third would be taxed at the commercial tax rate, commercial mill rate. If another two thirds are residential, then it would be taxed at the multifamily mill rate. Very simple. And if we want to keep it simple, that's what we should do. We also suggest that at this time, and assuming that the pro rata assessment of multi-uses in a building is ultimately and can be right away the most desirable way of resolving inequities amongst uses for property tax purposes, it would be appropriate for council to pass yet another resolution, and that is to request the government of Nunavut to amend the Nunavut Property and Assessment Act to support mixed-use properties to be split into two or more assessment classifications in proportion to the respective areas within buildings. This would allow mill rate for tax purposes, as I just explained, to be established by the city for each use, as it presently does, and apply to each of the different uses within the building. This change in legislation would also be very beneficial to many other communities in Nunavut. So the rationale for proceeding with that by the government of Nunavut is certainly there. So with that, thank you very much. Council moving on, correcting this inequity.
Mayor Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So
clearly, I sit on the mayor's task force on affordable housing.
About
the fairness of our taxation. I agree with you. One of the things I was looking at was different. We now know that the government
Any other comments or questions? Councillor Nuttall.
Katimazi Nuttall.
We're going to take what this is a Kaltika 54-3 push out routing. Temporal.
Thank you, Councillor Nuttall. Councillor Awa.
Thank you.
Ajige wallangin mata igluit tamane qalunni tukiliutilugu kuktaap epekru niwaqullarman illu igluiyarlarma qula amma akluk daycare periwullarmat igluiyarlarma qula amma Arctic Survival Store never will summon Igluia of Samakula, Ukopness of Kumut. Tamarama Okotanyakuma. Ten apex or quick stop, never taken a period from Igluli Martamami. Amma a club take care, solo take qua. Tuyomi you take any, Akluk take your Kulani, take me a canayatu, to share in the Nangminakani. Amma, Arctic survivors to a new review summit, Amma, Nangman Narayako to take qua. So Kano, a jigging tunic, Totuga, Kayanapita, Takwa, Pingas, Pijutigi. A jigging to Nick, so look at in a tossy of course, I do not do a picture of quick stop. Never take good taxi at the supper, never willing enough. I'm a take a colour and it taxi up little tick, it look at the taxi yachting in America. Look, them in the way up when it makes you water.
Generally, the owner of the property is the one that would pay the taxes. For the specific properties that you're questioning there, we could probably talk a little bit more about that when we get into the recommendations on potential solutions to this. I know the daycare is generally exempted from taxation for the daycare. For the Northmart store and some other retail locations with residents that have some of them are related in a package, and we've already identified as mixed use. Option 5 that we'll be looking at later on is taken into a portion of that real estate would be taxed as
portion taxed as residential in the
future, regardless of does that make sense? Councillor Akumalik.
Thank you.
Gabil lo tamatuminga arena ito ilani kayo sa taro haro katangin nito business joano ay gabi ko yung ibigit apat ko tigin yung aktagari ikarong no aktuar o kung ito ko lo kasi ani kawi matuin naktunga tako nunas tako pekutikaw mga ata, iglokutikaw mga ata ron ni si ikaroy sila tani sa uklo nun arigarani ikpiyakdung milyon ni pangnaktiw milyon ni guispiyo milyon ni kuyan namin.
One second.
And Mr. Chair, thank you very much for the question. So we only have properties here in Iqaluit, some property in Yellowknife.
We have
plans to actually add 350 to 400 units here in Iqaluit.
350 only 400
administration and also with the mayor.
Iqaluit, for
Right, so thank you very much, Councillor and the Chair. So under the Act, under Section 16.2 of the current legislation, under the Nunavut Property and Assessment Act, here's what the Act says. Subject to the regulations where two or more uses are being made or are proposed to be made in an assessed property, the assessor shall assign a property class to the assessed property based on the predominant use being made or proposed to be made of assessed property. That's actually what the legislation says. Tax or assess tax properties on a proportionate basis. In the case of the CBC building, the one floor would be taxed as commercial, two other floors would be taxed as residential. Makes sense. So that could be one action, and then what we're asking is the Nunavut government to pass legislation to amend the legislation to support the mixed-use approach.
Make something better by having two wrongs.
Let's go with proportional
taxation
and make sure that the legislation is changed at the same time. So thank you very much. I apologize to the introvert. I've gone too fast.
Councillor Awa. Iglumo atok tu ako tingano akisya ako to na suklum ni tema isumuya ko katigun tema ng ano tako tema iglokati atok tu ati atok tu ako view taksi yakto ni nga akparat ni suklum ko yun mix ko ta
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, so
technically, what's happening is because commercial rate is more expensive.
Incorporating option 5 is estimated to require
Mr. Chairman,
number one, I don't think it's a phenomenal trend to save the money. Hence, the problem in Iqaluit, if you can't attract developers to build buildings, and we're committed to Iqaluit. We've been here for 52 years.
Our main investment is in the city.
In Canada, we already have a high-rise residential development for $470 to $500 a square foot. Who's going to solve the housing problem in Iqaluit? Are we just going to ask for money from the federal government, from the government of Nunavut, and suddenly you're just going to build the houses and just give it to everybody for free? That's a dream. We know that that is not the solution. We are Right next door is a multifamily residential park with no store on the main floor. So this property here, with no store on the main floor, pays residential rates. And the guy next door, literally, and it could be the same owner, it could be Nunavut, it could be Nunastar owning both of them. This one we pay residential rates, and this one we pay 54.2% more. Explain to me why that inequity makes sense. Nobody has been able to explain it. Nobody. Everybody agrees that inequity must be corrected. Correcting making tax equity is your pitch to the consumer, to the citizens of Iqaluit, that we want fair taxation. To say that, well, we'll keep the inequity, and we made a bad decision before, we created this 54.2% increase, and we'll make another decision that will keep that inequity, and we're going to make two wrongs to make a right. Where in this world is two wrongs to make a right? Nowhere. So why am I emotional about it? Because I have to account to my tenants as to what our increases. And I told them the truth. And if you look at our letters that we provide to our tenants every year, we explain what costs go up. We're accountable for that. Just as you are. Why can't just willy-nilly increase the rents by 10%?
Now, maybe
it
can, because there's no
available...
But it doesn't make sense from a long-term business point of view. We're in this community already for 52 years, or we're going to be here for another 50 years.
So why would we do that?
Hyperinflation across our housing spectrum.
Right.
I just wonder, in comparison to that, can you talk about the rate increases that you have passed on to tenants in, for the last 5 years?
Very good question. Thank you very much.
Our average increase, I looked at this actually over the past 5 years, and it isn't a planted question. I tell everybody, it isn't a planted question. Our increase over the past 5 years has been about 6 or 2.7%.
Average cost increase has been about 9.6%.
So deficit makes it very difficult for us to finance new projects. So the banks, when we're going to them like RBC and CIBC, when we go to them and we're showing a decreasing margin, energy efficiency, water use, we're adding, we're doing all these things possible, and we're hopeful that over time that will be better. We're not out to make as much money in the shortest period of time possible.
When we get to 4A, we'll look at the different options. Is there a question specific for the delegate right
now? 4A,
Thank you. Any other questions from the floor? Seeing none, Mr. Romanowski, thank you very much for your presentation. We will be discussing this item later on, obviously, in the agenda.
Chris West,
thank you, Mr. Chair. Kuyanamik.
Your Worship,
Mayor Bell,
Chair of the Finance Committee,
City Council,
City Councilors and Administration, the Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce is a nonpartisan organization established to foster, promote, and improve business in a responsible manner while providing value to its membership through partnerships, communications, advocacy, and recent board meeting of the BRCC, the board had discussed regarding residential taxation,
tax assessment,
mixed-use properties, bylaw number 861.
And the board of directors feel
that this bylaw will increase higher operating costs for construction companies and landlords, which in turn will affect pricing for units for residential
buildings.
This may be also seen as a deterrent for future
mixed-use development.
The board of directors understand that the need for the city of Iqaluit not to lose revenue, however, suggests that the tax assessment be used specifically for the building. Commercial space be charged the commercial rate and residential units be charged residential. As we all know, Iqaluit's real estate rates have greatly increased over the last number of years, and in some cases make homeownership out of reach for many residents, and such an increase in the tax rate is not fair to residential tenants living in a mixed use property. We would ask that the committee
Thank you, Mr. West.
I would certainly appreciate your organization's help in lobbying the territorial
government.
Would you like to respond to that, Mr. West?
Namun, kini awak mencuri yang itu, ikan yang dikini, ilisititu. Tema perlu nasulata, perlu kita ilisititu. Kian perlu nasulata,
Thank you, Councillor Nata. Councillor Akumali.
Business kaktiyong na manarud lungaru ilang iteko ng mga auron na siklo ng mga kaktuy tako katang mga kajigin ito kating ngayon. So, kung ikan tumig plaza sa nang mga kakabu sakpo ang mga ukara at takwik ice wireless business kiyo sakibo ang mga umayong niyakit ko aglagbingan ni ukara sa dagayik ko takasakpo ang mga ikarulagayik ko teka ni ataw siya luti so kung kalun natin ito ukaktaw siya inkibeda taman na tukisiyo matiyangin na ko kanaglita ko ng BRCC kung ni taman ni isimagayang mga kuyan namin.
Go ahead, Mayor Bell.
Ati, Mayor Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hala na Kati mazia koma leo. Tana tumi. Kina za leo kasuakti ana namina atoktuakta ugani taikoa kina za leo kasuakti mita akili batu
it's because of the back feed that needs to be further away but
mamena
I believe they would pay commercial
taima akili gazakpalaizu taima kina za leo kasuakti akimi isuma vizaungitu taima
as such
that
would be an economic development strategic plan item separate from the taxation issue
we're dealing with.
Thank you, Mr. West, for presenting. We'll just move along with the agenda. I will jump back quickly in my eagerness to get to our delegation, I did skip declaration of interest number two.
Go ahead,
Allison.
Chair. You have before you this evening a request for decision. The one thing I will point out is that the options in the paid at the Tax Act as it is
taxis on them
not included in the current tax act, that is not reflected here
tabunga ngangitu me tabunga titaxis
I believe the two representatives have covered possibly the timing to change things right now. A necessity to increase the tax rate across the board. The revenue level there is, as you'll notice, no
Una imaka akik tawpot ubo akik si pilihan nak si gayak tuun mana tak ko esim siok tiga nak ko tuun kaya ni siok.
It's not that we can't do anything, it's that we can't do the
representation. We
can't just say that classes of taxation on
tax kang new yo iglu mo man na ayong
man. Any comments, questions from the floor before I say a few
words?
Seeing none. I would like to have a motion tonight.
Unno.
There's a lot of work that needs to go into this. With the request to
complete the required
exact financial impact of this
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What you've asked for. In the interest, I know. We can only change taxes one time.
Option 5, Piulang Yu Yang Mat. Adjigini tweet out of Sugit, Kisiani, Gavamaku, Upper Solugit, Ayawa Haktabu Tamana tax, Pitu Tigilugu, Piyara Hamijabu, 2023 Ishimagilugu, Taimanelli Runaku, Taikanga, Akiyaktau Lutitamako tax, Muju, Nuna Lepoyo Iluani.
Is there a seconder? Deputy Mayor seconds?
Deputy Mayor,
a one-year hit with the full financial impact is not
going to be a city. Agago Iluani, Outland Nevejabu, Outland Pat, Agago Iluani, Nekwang Nelerupta, Tukusi Yare Haktabu, 2023, Kina Yangit, Tautuglugit, Isumale Routing Yumna Laktabu, Taikani, Kishiani, Akipadlian Arutigu, Kanuitu Nermanga, Ukaki Kandilarming, Makatimapu Iluani.
Before we take further questions, is the motion clear enough for administration?
That staff.
Number five, option five. Kino ye, tacking a yachtowning it, nuna le poyo iluane, tacuolo, a canayachit.
Information is not available.
Tukushuma nachangi put
to the
Ishumalo
2022 budget.
2022 kino yangit, maligluget,
that
Dana
Mirabel, help me out.
Mirabel, okay, you're on Nauma.
I have the lobby part, that it be implemented the following year.
For 2022. Well, either way, we're allowed the government to change the tax act.
Then tax, you government could not change.
And that was seconded by the Deputy Mayor.
Sorry,
may I add some definitions and some clarity to the lobby, the GN, to change the requirement for classifying
products.
Can I ask that that get removed from this motion, and I would be more than happy to entertain a separate, specific
recommendation to make that.
Is that acceptable to the board and the seconder?
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I was just going to suggest, and I wanted to correct myself. I said tax act.
We're talking about property assessment act.
Madam Deputy Mayor, is that amenable to you? Thank you.
Madam Deputy Mayor, namakpa.
Nice and clear now. All right. Councillor Stevenson. Thank you.
I guess in looking at the implications of we know that implementing option 5
And secondly, I guess I don't know
what the PATA is going to be 2 days from now.
katimadjutichani ohaya toksimala ma asinganginnului tabbungangitamu tanna pehozarjua pineluta gutinamisun saqiba maqigarehama
taima holeopatatako 90 everything from 9010 to 1090
9010 motukisima patataima
that does the most to get us taima
taga taimelinga gatapat aqigaroti gida ugazarnarsa ugazartillugu taima taqo aqigaroti bill maligata 55
this bill will not will not affect the city
maliga atuina hajangito sidikoni tema taxis eti chinamotorang nakhsago zakto uzaga meabini gabamatigo pilegazuni tamako ino ino nunamena khotigizazu taxis angmo at doctor jangit takwa sitiko takwa katimazi tilisigum nakha kanaizartini atule khazilot takwa pilegang kholube kanaizartino
the floor at this point
tuli apikot chakhto hakka
In that case, I will call for a vote to
the motion. All in favor, please raise your hands. Unanimous. Very nice. Let's
flip back to my agenda quickly.
And 4B,
request for decision. 4B,
please raise your hand. We'll see if you have any application in the application. Application in the application. Allison.
For the GN, would you like to make that?
IP Zohar Ahmad, Gata Ahmad, Gabamakun, Atulahozali, Atulahozali, Gumang Nertumi,
Councillor Kumar, the motion is to recommend
Akumali
to lobby the territorial government to make the request.
IP Zutaman, Isamatsaksi, Rotahulu, Namina, Hamela, Taxi Zainam, Akigata Hulu.
Questions? Vote, all in favor. Unanimous. Thank you.
Sorry.
Tack that on to the end. Now over to Allison for the
policy
assessing property tax exemption application.
Allison,
on February the 2nd. A draft
for February me apekotigilautasi
exemption or tax
akili khatangi yun naktuit tax me izuani
for your information I provided you with how you
makhumrusi takko
societies currently
adjiging it
exempt from taxation
tamako takni yakhatangi tuit
copy of a proposed application
takko tuksira rakhamata titirakto
This is basically a form used in BC. It seemed to fit our
And
the idea behind this is
those
currently receiving tax exemption.
Exemption is in place for perpetuity.
In an application process.
Thank you, Allison.
Mr.
Mayor moves to approve
the policy
presented. Seconder.
Tugdaktawa.
Deputy Mayor.
Deputy Mayor,
go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I talked to Allison earlier today about
Allison,
full exemption. Would suggest that we change which is demonstrate financial need in that paying assessed tax bill would be detrimental to the
delivery of the
It's mandatory as worded there now.
Councillor
Stevens?
I'm just going to ask Allison a question. I believe we had made a change, and I don't see it, but maybe it's here, to a maximum
we talked about it. It's still showing as the options of 35%.
35-50% iluani katao yung nakto napanga akilip titaong iluni yung nakto gud.
I like having the option of full exemptions if
tamak may lukta iluni akilip tingin lugo piyum nakupta piyum magbiyugut.
The idea was to have a maximum amount.
Na kigli kaklogo akitulang hunerijang akago iluani isumagitu naklogo.
That would be one option to consider.
Yes, apologies. That is not in there.
If we so choose, it can be in there by the time it makes it to council.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think so. To Mayor Bell's point, I think
Mayor Bell, Okausagaya, Chakua, Maliga Kangmata, Titirakta, Simayuni, Akili Jagiko, the tax mic.
I would like to see the default not be full exemption, that the default should be something far less. Full exemption
Only be
Go ahead, Mayor Bell.
100%
my mistake.
I
wholeheartedly agree with you that we shouldn't be
grandfathering
and send out a notice if this passes, a motion
passes.
Or I guess on next council meeting.
Thank you. Maybe off the topic, but
just for the record,
Buildings or whatever
in your own lands, right?
Any other comments or questions at this point?
Much of that is in this policy, talking about some of the
Six, the property must not
six time based on race,
origin, religious belief,
the ownership,
unreasonable fees, or other
sexual orientation.
Go ahead, Councillor Stevenson.
I believe that we talked about, when we originally talked about this policy, having
I like that idea, definitely. I think so that they get caught up at some point. The group comes on and
They'll have the opportunity to make a change if they want to. Thank you. I'm just thinking procedurally, and certainly that could be
into
the policy, but that's going to need to be in
It should be in the
bylaw. Maybe as a schedule to bylaw. Second schedule.
8-5-8 iluane pekoyao bylaw yo iluane katao yung nato.
One thing I've seen in a lot of other jurisdictions,
when
a municipality decides to support something, whether it be affordable or community groups, they set a specific percentage of their general revenues, as opposed to a fixed cap, so that as your revenues grow, but that would just provide a little bit more flexibility. Yeah, 22 million. We don't need the percentage right now. Yeah, 22 million. 22 million, approximately in tax revenue. So if we wanted to, you know, we can
figure this out.
I'll go to Mayor Bell for now.
Mayor Bell, Manna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I like that idea. Thank you. We will have to repeal.
Given the tax question, I would like to see it around 1.25% of our general tax revenue. It's going to be a little bit under 300,000 the first year. I think that's going to be also allow that support that we provide to grow. So we could say 1.25% of general tax revenue can be allocated to supporting exemptions for
groups.
Go ahead, Councillor Stevenson. We will check it, I am sure. Councillor. That was my fault. I pushed the wrong button. Sorry. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Netta. For this specific issue, the city is waiving discounting property tax on community
That makes sense. Mayor Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to
note
that the city of Iqaluit is the only
Thank
you, Mayor Bell. And that is, of course, correct.
Regarding the specific policy, I did have one question.
Item S, the applicant organization cannot be indebted to the city for
business
license, fines, back taxes, etc.
My last question
is in regards to proving financial need. If we have too vague of a policy, we're just going to go off on, you know, a handwritten note saying, I promise that The governing taxation law does not allow us to move to a residence. So anywhere where somebody lives, except for shelters are a little bit differently.
Tax exemption. Tax is a facility adjacent or unit above it.
included in there, or do we just assume
that the legislation comes to the fact that we can't?
It is kind of strange to see that only mentioned in reference to a church and to no other organization. That might be something administration has to take
away. That's a really good point. Maybe we just leave reference to residents altogether because the government has to
That's actually taken from the Property Assessment and Taxation Act.
Any other comments or questions?
The concern there is that a property owner needs to say a property owner would be hit with that vacancy tax. Yet it's the government entity that controls who lives there, the tenants, and if the unit is vacant or not. Our leased entire buildings, you know, are often leased to government entities.
Mayor Bell.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's good that Amy and the mayor just on this property.
the government creates a scenario which perpetuates that problem. Apartments are keeping them empty. Create a scenario where they have to change that, or they'll have to pay.
Actual development costs are certainly a part of the The people you need to
Is there any motion that wants to be made regarding this issue? Go ahead, Mayor Bell.
We
need a motion. I mean, I think that we this committee has asked for it.
So I would ask for a motion of this committee to recommend to council and instruct administration to do Seeing none, unanimously carried. And finally, report simple and compound interest. Allison.
Again on February 2nd.
February 2.
Simple and compound.
Any comments or questions on that? Councillor
Awa, go ahead.
Katima Yawa.
We're going to make sure that I'm Queen McKinney. I think I'm going to put you on my menu. Alison. Tana, Pierre Tilorico. Takoya Rulu. I'm a Kawi Madunga. Kagasa Yerishimu Raktiku. I'm a Kawi Madunga. Kino Yerajiti, a jinging to a doctor, you knock to Kagasa Yerilani. Akia Moti will take a Kagasa Yerakia to you knock to. Going to make sure.
Councillor Nata.
Katima Yenata.
Yeah, we know. Later, Kakasa, you know, Sagmura in the new team, Nasi Rotu. Umwanga, Okahoma, you are Tamaka, Kakasa, Okarota, I took the Magara wrong matter. I'm glad Umiatu to in the shooting, being over to the matter. Kengu rapta pun, kengu nak tuk siang witi hurat. Umi atu kruti leo, pinggungu ya atu kruti leo. Udumi ime ti hurat mata tapuna, kakasaw ya harak. Tamanda, kena iya, kena kue nangling, okawa mengikira tua. Tamanda ro, Taiwan in the national people in the Nang Chiwoman. She will come back, would know me, take you, she will not put Tamana Akshimaya Nermut. Kino Yetigo Tana Rote Atapatabut. Kino Yetigo Tamiatio Tamakuning eight over the very Mutakainama, Tamitum. Lekuma resina solo ama kinoya utibuklu abungar temetilu atana temakutya hanu nekhutab akiyanga solo mana mandang atang urato tije gauro ikinata tana okoro tegara Aki siat mangemat, tepono kuwena tuguro. Aku punelo titi kasta tiba kasta kanutuina api politik. Solo isi mengiyo rangi cut ami cumata tapi kuning atu rangi tu. Ilinya tercek kuning nerat tiba.
I'm just not sure if we're something's quite.
Yuki, kotiana rejana pua tanda aku ngelaru awat yang umatane tapane lagama tamakuela nang minatu aki curi maya umata long mata ama turu kotau sibai lewa utak tina syukur lagi kalau tanda temikin namanya ngicura Si wanita ini, si orang ini, hari lepas saya neng menak tahu macam ni, tem, hari ketiga cerita si malu ni pun bangun, ama akhirnya cerita cerita pun bangun cerita pun, neng menak tahu macam ni, akhirnya tengah cerita ni, pun mat kecuk neng hilang, aku mati ngintir agak tempat aku tu. Ikut apa
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Chair.
I think just actually to follow up on
New Bear Simazaninaki to Nostal of Tilutema, New Bear Mugunaranilu, Ilutema, Imhava Tilu Mata.
We had asked, it's a crossover between finance and planning. I'd like to continue to talk about this. Expect finance to come back from a question about compound interest.
It
doesn't answer the root of the problem, which is these overwhelmed properties.
Tema taxi is a rare harnemo, namine haraswar to Gala, killer to her turning in. Tema, never from Namikotik, Upaloni, New Verigum Nago, Arkigar, Nagutamana, Pinel Tava, Mobago, Sibula, Tilutamatamon, Arkigar of Pine, Manimatichiga, Haralorata, Arkigar, Logulutana, Akaila, Rotas, Pinel Taz, the Tema, Katimazi, Ava, Amalo, Katimazi Nata, House of Katapanikito.
This has come up, we've talked about this before.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you,
Stevenson.
We are bringing the plan forward. The situation we're in with our taxes should never happen. Should have never happened. Should never happen.
Repayment Maligarala lirizimil tema, tamatuminga, pilrizotala ratatema, tamakuninga, notsigia harsimagata, akilotau maituni, akilotau galini, ilangi akilitun, akili bangimat, akiligia harlaxati, kisani, tamana pigia rotiginartavo.
It's still really high, but we did make a lot of movement on that this year.
Manaka goes to Metamana Pilare, Revalia, Ratego Tema, 400,000. Tabunga Hitong Rotting in Tema, Hopasitilu Taco, Akilir, Akilir Tauga, Semazne Akiliti, Chisemagalato, Tabanaka, Pilortome, Novarzana, Atotitilogo, Pisa Chahaving, Alor to go, and Mapilarin and Artogo Taikoma, Ticket Jumine Artogo, Casusigaro Tigotigo Tamana.
Councilor Arwa.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe
Homework, yes.
But I believe that compound interest is not the way.
So I
would like to get back to the staff that look into this. We aren't here to make money off the people losing
Namanik pavalezo, kina zile waswangina ta takanga, inunni kina zile utakaksoa. Laki libatuni kina zangin not to nakaswangina ta.
I get both points.
I
change it right now. I don't know how I'll vote, but I understand where
you're coming from. As it's a girl now, to go man, no, hano, never, man, no, long, kiss, and took us is on a hano, oh, man,
to
Tamanello, Ekagilu, Akigare, Harpaka, Gatlum,
not allowed to do either.
Takwa, Naleani, Aura Chichuti, Pichutigiluki,
instead of
Nalera to in,
I think. We'd want to see a
lot of research
and some research on what other jurisdictions do before council as a whole
decides whether or not
I would prefer
to see what the standard is to prepare the
impacts of making that change.
We know we can do it. We've got some questions.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is another one of the, methods to solve this issue. There's about 10 properties on the arrears list that was published in the paper that are over the $100,000 mark. There is a method through the courts to set a rate at a lower. At a lower rate, that can be done. So this is one of the things that we're looking into to start dealing with this. So I just want to let you know that those things are coming. And that was done, we did find that was done, I think it was like 25 plus years ago.
25
that there were court processes that took place, and I can't remember. To set some of these rates at a lower interest rate properties that were very high.
And
so just wanted to let you know that.
And
these are
some
of
that
any proposed change will have no effect on any money that's already If your property tax is late, they send you a notice paid in full or in your house.
There's
no forgiveness. There's no leniency with
the
tax. You get a notice that you're paying 2 weeks, they're auctioning your house off. They will sell your house off. And that's tough love, but...
I'm pretty sure administration can take that as a part of the motion without
having
to change the
motion.
Any other comments or questions to the motion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Unanimous. Thank you very much. Motion to adjourn.
Mr.
Stevenson, Mayor Bell, all in favor?
Mayor Bell,
unanimous. Thank you, everybody.
Have a good day.